T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The show kind of stinks.
And a good Monday afternoon on this holiday week. Oh, I forgot. Every Wednesday, the Wednesday right before Thanksgiving, we turn the tables a little bit. And we do Grateful Wednesday instead of Festivus Friday, where we air the grievances on Fridays. So this Wednesday at 5 o'clock will be Grateful Wednesday. So the last hour of the show, instead of telling us what's grinding your bean, you get to tell us what you're grateful for. Okay.
Now, if you have something that's grinding your bean, can you just line it in there?
Yes,
or is it just grateful?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be all cheery. You can,
yeah,
you can be grumpy.
Because I like
too.
To be grateful, but then sometimes people tick me off. And right. So, you know, a little bit of both is okay too.
You can throw in, like, you could throw in your grievance first and then soothe it over with a touch of grateful.
I like that.
This is getting really complicated.
And by the I totally forgot about this. We need to set a date and a time this week for the jar of cranberry.
Oh, yes.
We will not go another year without unleashing that awful noise.
The cranberry slop.
Sam,
can you give us just an example from last year or a couple years ago when Dana brought in
disgusting,
a can of cranberry
wet,
sauce? Moist.
Moist noise.
And let us know what it sounds like when you get the cranberry out of the jar of cranberry.
Yep, that's what it sounds like.
Sounds like a giant turd on a desk.
Why do we have a 17-minute soundbite that says cranberry sounds?
It's 17 minutes. That
what
has to
what
be
did
the
you
whole,
guys
that
do?
That has to be the whole segment. Gross!
One more time.
That is so gross.
So disgusting.
What happened to your boy Rory McIlroy over the weekend?
Yeah, did he get into some...
Hulk?
Yeah.
Went all Happy Gilmore out there. Rory McIlroy.
Went Brandi Chastain.
Had a memorable finish yesterday at the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. Just not the way he imagined. After entering the day with a one-shot lead, the 32-year-old fell down the leaderboard during a final round, finishing tied for six. His frustrations appeared to boil over as McIlroy ripped his shirt, exposing part of his chest as a result. Like, intentionally ripped it open?
Well, that part didn't bother me. I'm kidding.
Of course not. Yes, intentionally.
Look, it
out of frustration.
Is ripped. There is nipple showing.
Tough guy.
Which, speaking of nipple, two things.
Easy.
I got to bring this up. No, this is actually nipple in the news for a real reason. Did you hear the New York Times, after doing that blockbuster Saving Britney piece that aired, I don't know, a few weeks ago, that captivated the nation and led to her being freed. They are doing another one coming up about Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake. They are doing an entire investigation, a look back on the way America reacted to that, on the way Janet Jackson really was skewered for that, And if you look back, Scott, Justin Timberlake's career went up, 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 up after the wardrobe malfunction, and Janet Jackson's went.
Wasn't her career already kind of going?
Well, they make the argument that she was a woman. She was a woman of color. And where Justin Timberlake, his fame rose after that, people skewered her.
Well,
and there's some suggestion, Scott, that that rip of the clothing was planned.
I thought we had already settled that.
I never remembered that. I thought he just ripped it and it was an accident and saw her boob and
I was always under the impression that that was intentional. That they had planned this, they were pushing the envelope. They were going to see how far they could go.
It started out that he was going to rip her skirt, and then it morphed from that into let's rip the shirt. And
I mean, it just conveniently ripped right there.
I know.
And he's not the strongest cat in the litter.
I know.
I just always assumed it was a planned thing.
It said the new documentary is streaming on FX right now and Hulu. The term wardrobe malfunction has been part of our collective vocabulary since this happened in 2004.
True, but
140 million people watched it.
Okay, but hang on just a second. I don't think that this was necessarily she's a woman and her trajectory is going to go down now, and he's this young kid, his is going to go.
He says he benefited from the misogyny, and I'm trying to think of the other words he used at the time.
He had also just left NSYNC and had gone solo a couple years prior. He was already trending up. She was kind of on the, she's older than he is. And was on sort of, I thought, correct me if I'm wrong, sort of the downward spiral, I shouldn't say spiral, that's the wrong word, downward slope of an 80s and early 90s career.
It happened so quickly, the moment lasted, are you ready for this? 9/16 of 1 second.
Jam.
In the documentary, we hear from the former commissioner of the NFL, Tagliabue, the MTV executives who were in charge of producing the halftime show. And we talked to some of the politicians who seized on the moment to try and rein in content they deemed inappropriate. We also look back at Jackson's long career, which never seemed to recover, while Timberlake's career soared.
Yeah.
We consider how issues of race and sexism mixed to consume one superstar's legacy and propel another career to the next level.
What year was that, 2006?
2004, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, 2004.
So she was a decade past her prime, and he...
Now, I am going to stop you right there.
I meant musical prime. She was hot in the 80s and 90s.
Why would you say she is a decade past her prime?
Because her last big hit was in the early 90s. And this was in 2003. Prince didn't, his record sales didn't go through the roof, and he wasn't back at number one after he did the halftime show.
You would not say Prince was a decade past his prime.
I most certainly would.
This is why they're doing this documentary.
No, Prince is, no, stop.
I'm serious.
You're trying to make me say something misogynistic, and I'm not going to do it. There is no bigger Prince fan in this audience
than me.
When
did Rhythm Nation come out?
Rhythm Nation came out in 1989.
And she did have a number three hit in 2001.
And what was her hit before that?
97.
Okay, and what was her hit before that? 93, when she had the album with the guy's hands on her boobs?
You don't find it a little... Oh, I loved that album. You don't find it a little interesting that his career went woo, and hers just went bye-bye?
I find it predictable that his career went woo, because he had just left NSYNC and had gone solo.
Before 97, 1992 was her prior hit.
Yeah.
Okay. The documentary is called Malfunction, and I cannot wait to see it.
Hate the player, not the game, Dana.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.